Do you realize most people seldom smile? Or a radiant smile, happy smile. Why? Because they have a problem inside. And when you have problem, you cannot relax. But the tension is there, you don't know. That's why it becomes stress. Then all this build up. That's why mind sleeping method is the same as relax and maintain awareness. When you go and develop the mind sweeping method, is to help you to sweep your mind from starting from the forehead down to your facial muscle, down to your neck, down to your heart, then stomach, abdomen, then your leg. And through this relaxation, because you sweep through, so what we taught you all is maintain attention at the forehead. Feel the forehead. Feel means you don't think. But when you feel, you will know whether there is tension or not. Because sometimes when there is tension or stress or what, your head there like very heavy. Not relaxed at all. So what you do is you relax into it. That's why. Feel, relax. Then feel it soothingly, relax. Then move it down to your facial muscle. Again, feel, relax. But most people cannot. So what I do is, I advise them, look into a mirror. Yeah? Or imagine that you are looking into a mirror. Then you radiate a radiant smile. So when you can radiate a radiant smile, means what? You have joy in the sun. You are happy. That's why that smile can arise. That is how you relax, understand? So radiating a radiant smile is like relaxation and maintaining awareness. Yeah, your mind state has been altered. You are no more holding on to those things that worry you, creating tension in you. Sometimes it can be due to career environment, family environment. The different, what they call, first noble truth reality conditioning. So a lot of people have stress, have tension. That's why they are not relaxed. That's why they become so stressful until they get heart attack and all those things. And all this is a result of not sensitive, not mindful, not understanding what is going on. So your starting, what they call exercise to relax, let you understand that you were initially having this tension and stress without you knowing. Then you realize as you relax that you don't know how to do the actual relaxation yet because you are new. So relax means you try to relax. So to me, to relax is like you want to rest, you want to sleep, and you want to rest, you relax. But instead of sleeping, you maintain awareness. Can you do it? This is what you need to do. So relax means 放松, understand? At ease. Don't go and think of anything. Don't try to know. Don't do anything. Relax. Then maintain attention. Means allow the body to be in a natural state of relaxation without any stirring, reacting or problem. Then when you do that, you realize the body relaxes by itself. When it relaxes by itself, you can feel the tension that has been building up all gone, no more. It's like when you want to rest, especially if you are tired. What you do after you are tired, after a game or whatever, exercise or what, then you want to rest. You will go through this phase, I remember. I'm very tired. You just want to rest. No more thought, nothing. And then you have a good sleep. You rested. You recuperate. So relaxation, the difference between that and relaxation is we are doing meditation. We are not relaxed to sleep. We relax and at the same time maintain awareness. That is what awareness-based meditation is. So your beginning part, which you're able to experience, you feel that you are more relaxed. The reason why is because you try and you may be able to do it. Then you can feel that your body starts to like relax and the tension is like less.
You also feel lighter.
Yeah, lighter. You feel good. Because no stress, you sure feel lighter. Then if you really know how to relax, you know what happens. You become like very, very liquid, like cotton. Everything relaxes. Then you become like cotton. You feel like no resistance at all. Everything just relaxes. Like when you radiate a radiant smile, there is joy, there is happiness, there is peace, tranquility, stillness. That is how you relax. And that relaxation can go in very deep. Sometimes you think you already very relaxed, but you continue, don't want to know, don't want to do, continue to relax and allow it to be, let things be. Then you free your mind, your body entirely, and allow it to settle down. Then what happens is, it's like, we call it, you experience the, when you sleep on a soft bed, filled with cotton or whatever. What happens is, the weight of you will mold into the soft bed by itself. Understand? There's no resistance. Then you just like fall into that shape, which is like buoyancy, like that, equanimity. Means that bodily weight and the soft cushion, actually they reach an equanimity. Means like the buoyancy force when you go into the water, push you up. Yeah, you are lighter than water. So that relaxation is like you feel very comfortable on a soft bed in a very relaxed manner. Then you don't do anything. Whatever happens, you flow with it. You move with it, you just maintain awareness. Then you rest, you sleep very well. And that is the stages of relaxation that you will go into. Those who do yoga, they will also know, they are advised to relax. Relax means all of your yoga stunts that you want to do, you need to relax. Otherwise, you cannot go into that whatever stunt you want to do. So relaxation, unless you go through it, you cannot understand. Like your case you described, I can advise you, I can brief you, and lead you to the next stage of relaxation. So try the mind sweeping method and radiate a radiant smile. You find that you immediately settle down. Your tension in the face all gone. So when you can radiate a radiant smile, means what? You have joy, you have peace, you have happiness. That's why no more stress. Yeah. If you got problem, you cannot radiate a radiant smile. You will have anger, unhappiness, aversion inside. Okay? So this is one thing that I can advise you. So next time when you try, the relaxation must be very natural. Then just let it be. Whatever the body do, let it fall into its own place. Do not resist, do not interfere. Just let things be. And everything like fall into place. Yeah. It's like when you want to rest, you just lie down and let it be. Then you will see the transition between a relaxed state from the non-relaxed state into a relaxed state. So when you go through that, you will know. You yourself will have a lot of joy. We are the body that relaxes by itself with the mind that has the understanding actually created the condition for that relaxation to happen. And you feel so good, that everything just falls into place. You try, no resistance at all. Everything that happens, just let it be, but maintain awareness. Yeah. Then the more you do, the more relaxed you are. Then later on, you want to like make your relaxation deeper, you just do like you're very tired. When you're very tired, you let go of the whatever breath that you're holding, just let it out. You feel very good. Then the relaxation will take its process. Then after that, a lot of things will happen. Your awareness will pick it up. Then you become very sensitive. The vibration, whatever, all the movement, activity inside, within your physical form and mind, you start to aware. Then you start to know that your awareness can be aware of a lot of things. Wherever, if you are sitting, your bodily contact with the cushion, you can be aware. Then your whatever activity, the movement, the blinking of the eye, the sloth, your backbone sloth, not straight, you will know. You are aware. Then after that, when your mindfulness develops more and more stable, then when you try to straighten your body, the awareness like become different. It magnifies, like magnifies into a big movement. And that means your sati has started to build up. Otherwise, you cannot experience all those things. Okay? Yeah, sadhu. Then anything else that you want to ask or know apart from that experience? So the key thing is, can you relax? Check. If you cannot relax, no point. The rest is all theory. But you can relax. Find out what happens when you relax. Then how you maintain awareness. So initially, if you don't know how to do it, what I advise you is, relax. Then if you snore, you are very tired, you want to sleep, go and sleep. Understand? So initially, you cannot maintain awareness. Because I think morning, if I'm not wrong, when I was lying down here meditating, somebody at the back there was snoring. I think very tired or what. Snore until I think I lost awareness. Because when you have the awareness, you know what happens. When you snore, that one sound, before it finishes, your awareness pick it up. Then you become aware again. Then after a while, you relax, so sudhi, again the snore comes. Then one sound, no more. That is the progress you will start to develop. That's why don't worry about the body tired, want to rest and sleep. Let it sleep. But when you maintain awareness, at the moment it's small, you will pick it up. Because it is a vibration that is so loud to your hearing consciousness. That's why you can hear your own snoring. Then your body rests, sleep, your awareness is there. Then how it goes into the subconscious and release and develop the dream and all this, you will know, you will understand. And you will know what dreams are. Why this thought? Why the subconscious releases like that? Why you have nightmare, phobia and all that? That's why awareness allows you to be sensitive, to have that power and ability to understand all this. So hopefully, with this, more and more people will give it a try. So learn how to relax first. If you cannot relax, the mindfulness awareness cannot come. So relax, don't try to know, don't try to do, silence. Then let it happen. Then a lot of things will manifest, a lot of things will happen. Then you will experience the sudden shift in consciousness. From a mind that is very noisy, suddenly it becomes quiet. Then that quiet moment, all of a sudden like a shift, like you suddenly experience the quietness within. It's just like middle of the night when all the calm, the vibration, all no more. You experience that stillness of the night. And those who study late one, you will know. That's why my children, they like to study late at night because less of this disturbance from the traffic. Then sometimes you are in your house, when you off your window unit, your aircon, you realize the vibration suddenly gone. You feel the quietness. Yeah, before that, that vibration has been disturbing you and part of your consciousness, you doesn't realize. But the moment you off it, you will experience it. Then my computer also, your desktop, very noisy. So when I switch it off, again, suddenly the vibration gone, I experience the tranquility, the quiet, the stillness. So meditation is the same. When the shift of consciousness arise, when you know how to relax, you will experience all those things. You will come to understand. That's why I say self-knowledge comes from your mindfulness, awareness, not from your knowledge, your thinking. Okay? Yeah. Anybody else? Good. You use the mic, yeah, for the benefit of those who are not here.
Hello. You've already answered my question now.
Yeah.
Because I find that when we lie down, we relax better.
Yes. Well, instead of crossing your leg, you create tension, understand not? At the point you fold your leg, the chi cannot flow. Yeah? You don't know how to relax. But you know how to relax, like I tell you, I can sit for 3-4 hours, no problem. But you don't know how to relax.
But the risk is that there's a high tendency of dozing off.
Like, yeah, dozing off. Never mind. Where you knew, understand? Where you cannot maintain awareness, so you lapse into the sleep, then you heard your own snoring or not. You heard it then. There is a beginning. Sister Song also not early. I think she also heard her own snoring. So Jayanta, tired, snore, understand? Don't worry. People who don't understand, last time there's Singapore Chia, first time he came after Song told him, he come to the class, he panic. First 1.5 days, he asked me so much questions. Then finally he revealed how he feel. Then he challenged me. The question all very, what they call, like point blank one. Understand? He not shy. Then the way I answer him, he was so surprised. I got an answer to everything that he tried to corner me. Then after that, he tell me the truth. He said, "Brother, do you know, the first time I came, the first day, I was so confused. I was full of doubt." I said, "What type of meditation? Lying down, sleep." And he heard snoring everywhere. Because he was new, understand? At that time, most of them, they haven't maintained awareness. Yeah. So nowadays, you see those who know how to do, you don't hear them snore much. Even if they snore, one sound, they're aware of it. Yeah. Last time, Jin Hao also used to snore non-stop. They're so tired. Yeah. So this is the beginning. Very good. Yeah. Relax. Yeah. Because you feel so good, so relaxed, the tendency is sleep. Snore, let it arise. And then you hurt, aware again. That's why the word maintain awareness. Every time that thing trigger, make you aware, you maintain awareness. Not long, you will become better and better, better. Then when you lie down with your legs straight, no cross-legged, no tension, no what they call constriction of chi flow, you feel that you are very relaxed, understand? Yeah. That's why when you lie down and sleep, you are in the lying down posture, isn't it? That is very relaxing, isn't it? When you cross your leg without understanding, you constrict your chi. That's why the leg develop pain, numbness, and all those problems. But you know how to sit and relax, that's why I was able to do it, because I sit until I know how to relax. Then I got no more problem with it. And I confront that pain through my mindfulness and awareness. Then it flashes through. Then from that moment onward, 1989, I got no problem with pain. It never come and haunt me anymore. So all these are the understanding. Yeah? Very good.